Welcome back. Hey, should we dive right into our topic and get off of your chapness?
On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Don't get me back on my chapness.
Hey,
I'm just chapped enough. I may stay there all 4 hours.
We have Donna DeFrancesco here in studio with us. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. Another beautiful day in Arizona.
Oh, amen.
Oh, my goodness.
We have, you are the conservation coordinator of the city of Mesa.
Yes.
So we are going to talk about, we have you on occasionally, and we love it when you come in. And I was thinking of you this week as I picked up this Xeriscape publication. And I thought, you know what, we need to have Donna in. Because like Rosie said, people are going to think, oh, man, we got all this water now. But
right,
we don't always have all this water.
We had an amazing winter, an amazing rainfall that we weren't even really expecting, because
we were expecting it last year.
Right.
Where did they go?
The El Nino that ended up being a dud, right? But then we had atmospheric rivers come in this winter, and it's been wonderful. But, you know, we're still in a desert. We get these wonderful rains that come in, and thank goodness it helped refill our reservoirs. So that we will have water in the summer when we need it, hopefully. But we need to still consider Xeriscape. And I'm so glad, Jennifer, that you picked up the booklet. I think this is our least loved booklet that we put out there. You know, Landscape Plants for the Arizona Desert, extremely popular. Everybody calls it the pink book because we have a big, you know, the desert willow on the front cover and it's pink. And the nurseries love the plants book and people love the plants book. It's got all the pictures and it is a fantastic booklet. The Watering by the Numbers, and I know you guys plug that a lot. Thank you so much. And it's all about how to water properly. But the Xeriscape, Landscaping with Style in the Arizona Desert, is really a very useful book for anybody that's looking at doing any kind of Xeriscape landscaping in their yard.
And well, it's a hands-on kind of a workbook.
Absolutely. It would help somebody like a do-it-yourselfer, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, it starts at the very beginning. It assumes you don't have you haven't started your yard. So wherever you are as a homeowner in your landscaping, you can kind of jump into that spot.
Absolutely.
And but it starts out with the very basics, you know, okay, you have this yard. How are you going to turn it into Xeriscape? And a lot of times that sounds like dry and deserty, but if you look at the pictures, we have wonderful things native to the desert that bloom and provide color.
Yeah, so. And maybe we should define Xeriscape, which, you know, I've heard it's the phrase, you know, a landscape design with water in mind. But, you know, one of my favorite kind of phrases for it is nature's choice of landscaping. Mm. What's neat about Xeriscape is it just follows 7 principles, kind of common sense principles that kind of just look at your what's happening in your region. So Xeriscape can be, we think about it as desert or dry, you know, as it does. Xeric does mean dry, but it really works anywhere. And somebody from Canada was telling me, we use Xeriscape in Canada. They use it in Florida. You're looking at using your native plant material oftentimes, or plants that are very well adapted, where you're not having to put a whole lot more resources into them and a lot more, you know, in this our case, water is one of the resources, but really just the care. You know, these are plants and techniques that will just really work for our desert climate.
Yeah, we have a lot of people call in the 8 o'clock hour saying, can I grow this here?
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, yeah, you can grow anything here,
right.
Really.
That's
it
the
depends
truth.
On how much time and water you want to pour to it. And we want to discourage that because we have plenty of beautiful things right here.
Right.
So why don't you kind of talk us through, you've got this site.
Yeah.
And you talk about sketching it.
Just kind of
sketching the layout.
And so one of the things you do, you always want to look at what you're trying to do in your yard. And this is even if you're doing a renovation, maybe a brand new landscape or a renovation, is look for what functions do you want? Do you want just you want a barbecue area, an entertaining area? Do you want just a really nice area for going and reading a book under a shade tree? Are you going to be gardening, composting? So look for those functions that you want in the yard. And of course, it can be multiple functions. It could be things for the kids, playground, and then just figure out how you can lay that out depending on what part of the yard, front yard, backyard. You can do like something like a bubble diagram where you maybe get at least a basic to scale drawing. It doesn't have to be perfect, but a good idea of, you know, where your house sits, where the landscape areas are, and then start figuring out, you know, where would we want to place things? Do we need a pathway to get, you know, the garbage can out to the front, or just all those things, and just try to figure out your layout. And
that's a grand plan.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get all done this year even. This is your goal over time.
Exactly.
Depending on how much funds you have available, because it can add up.
Well,
and so you want to put thought into it so you're not planning stuff and then having to rip it out.
That's exactly right. And speaking of the plan, and that's really, of course, you know, you wouldn't build a house without a plan. So it's where you really need to start. Whenever I talk to people about doing xeriscape landscaping, it's like I just stay forever on the topic of the plan, because that is the most important thing. And if you can get that in place and get it figured out, even if it is too expensive for you to do all at once, because, you know, landscaping's not dirt cheap, mm-hmm. as some people think it's going to be, but it's something that you can then do in phases if you need to. And so you could come in and do, you know, we always want to start with grading the yard, and if you need to make changes to the grade and that kind of thing, we talk about grading for capturing rainfall, especially, like, you know, winters like this, it's wonderful to capture that rain. And then you would start doing some of the other pieces of maybe hardscape, irrigation, those kinds of things. And really the plants and all that stuff are kind of the last thing, and the granite's the icing on the cake.
I like the way you have the example in the book, because instead of, I think a lot of us start with, what plants am I going to plant? But that's really the last thing. So you yes. show us to do the circles where you would want things.
Yes.
And then later, after you've yes. done a lot more research in your other books, you know, right. the ones you've talked about, when you, right. can, you can kind of drill down on how a certain plant might fit there.
Yes, yes. And I want to get back to that, but I also want to talk about, when you're doing that planning, think about your views. So sometimes we want to screen a view, maybe the neighbor's parks some, you know, a RV or something, or you've got a two-story home, you're trying to screen to get a little more privacy. But sometimes we have these beautiful views of mountain ranges or something, and we want to make sure we keep that view open. So those are things. And then also think about views from inside your home looking out. And,
that thought.
Yeah, maybe a little kitchen nook where you want to drink your coffee and watch hummingbirds come in to plant. So you're going to figure out plants that will attract birds and butterflies maybe right outside that window.
All righty, we'll be right back. We're going to take our little bottom of our break, and we'll finish up talking through some ideas for getting that yard going.